I started forward, but Elaine held up one hand to halt me, her eyes distracted. Let me check. Another woman inside? Two dogs? She glanced at me and lowered her hand. One of them is your dog.
Mouse?
I called. The floor shook a little, and the big, dark gray dog nudged rather delicately past Abby and came to greet me, shoving his head into my stomach until I went down on one knee and got a sloppy kiss or two on the face. I slapped his shoulders roughly a few times because I'm supremely manly and did not tear up a little to see that he was all right and still attached to his collar. Good to see you too, fur face. Toto trotted out behind Mouse like a tiny tugboat escorting an enormous barge and gave a suspicious growl. Then he padded over to me and sniffed me, sneezed several times, and evidently found me acceptable underneath the smell of lake water. He hurried back over to Abby, gave me one more growl to make sure I'd learned my lesson, and bounced around her feet until she picked him up. The plump little blonde settled the dog in her arms and faced me with concern. What happened? I mean, the two of you left, and what happened? Where did you go? Is Olivia? Let's go inside, I said, rising. I traded a look with Elaine, and we all went into Abby's apartment. Mouse never left actual physical contact with me, his shoulders pressing steadily, lightly against my leg. I was the last through the door and closed it behind me. Abby's place was a modest, hectic little apartment, segregated into neatly compartmentalized areas. She had a desk with a typewriter, a table with an old sewing machine, a chair beside a music stand with a violin, unless maybe it was a viola, resting on it. A reading niche with an armchair and overloaded shelves of romance novels, and what looked something like a shrine dedicated to ancestor worship, only in reverse, where the saints were all children with round cheeks and blonde ringlets. Priscilla was there, seated in the comfortable chair in the reading niche, looking haggard and much subdued. There was a cup of tea sitting on the little table beside the reading chair, but it had apparently gone cold without ever having been touched. She looked up at me, her eyes heavy and dull. Olivia's all right, I said quietly. Abby brightened a second before I started speaking, drawing in a sharp little breath. The little dog in her arms caught her mood at once and began wagging his tail at me. Yes?
A sometime associate of mine, the man in the pictures, has been taking women who were in danger of being a target of the killers out of the city. He learned Olivia was in danger and urged her to leave with him when he took several women to a safe house. Priscilla stared at me hard for a long moment. Then she said, "What else?" Elaine spoke, her voice quiet and unflinching. Anna's dead. Back at the hotel room, an apparent suicide. Abby let out a little gagging sound. She sat down very quickly in the chair by the violin. Toto let out small, distressed sounds.
What?
Abby asked. Priscilla shuddered and bowed her head.
Oh no. Oh, Anna.
I need to know, ladies, I said quietly. Why didn't you do as we instructed? Why did you leave the hotel?
It,
Abby began, tears overflowed her cheeks.
It was.
She said, Priscilla said in a quiet, dull voice.
Said that she had to leave, that she had to go to work.
Son of a bitch! I knew it! Elaine was half a beat behind me. Who?
Helen, Abby sobbed. It was Helen.